Honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So how many of you in your family, or growing up in your family, or currently, how many of you open your Christmas presents on Christmas Eve? All right, maybe about half. So how many of you, either in your family growing up or currently, open your Christmas gifts on Christmas morning? Ah, a few more. How many of you do it on both Christmas Eve and Christmas morning? Yes! Aren't we the luckiest ones in the world? We get to do it twice, because my wife's family, it's a Christmas Eve tradition. My family, it's Christmas morning. We do it twice. We do it on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. Now, you know, whether it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, we all look forward to that time, that moment when the waiting is over, and we get to finally unwrap the gifts that have been given to us. But sometimes, now, and let's be honest here, sometimes the gifts we're given are not exactly the gifts that we were hoping for. You ever had that happen? Kids, ever have that happen where something under the tree is not exactly what you were looking for, what you had asked for, what you had hoped for? But then again, you know, every now and then, there is that wonderful time when something we really wanted, even something we had longed for a long, long time, something that we just know we'll never get because it's just too big of a Christmas wish, appears before our eyes as we unwrap a package with our name on it that contains the gift that is just too good, just too wonderful to be true. To receive a gift that is far better than what we could ask for or even think of, that's what's at the very heart of Christmas. Now, this morning's text that we just looked at together from Isaiah 9 announces a gift from God. And to the Israelites who heard it for the first time, these words from the prophet Isaiah, they are the promise of God's deliverance from the Assyrian armies that were threatening the kingdom of Judah some 700 years before Jesus was born. God promised deliverance from their enemy. And just as he enabled Gideon and his little army to overthrow the Midianites, so God promised that he would bring a deliverer to the kingdom of Judah. Now, when this prophecy was given, Ahaz was the king of Judah. Ahaz was also the king who was reigning when Isaiah was prophesying in the southern kingdom of Judah. And it was his son, Hezekiah, who followed Ahaz on the throne. And it was his son, Hezekiah, who witnessed the defeat of the mighty Assyrian armies against all odds by the power of God. If you turn in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 21, you'll read about how God, through his angel, defeated Sennacherib, who was the king of Assyria at this time, and his mighty armies. Let me just read verse 21 to us. It says that the Lord sent an angel who annihilated all the fighting men and the commanders and the officers in the camp of the Assyrian king. So he withdrew from it and into his own land in disgrace. Sennacherib and the armies of Assyria had been laying siege to Jerusalem, but God sent his angel while Hezekiah, the son, was reigning on the throne to defeat the Assyrian armies. And so for the Jews in Isaiah's day, King Hezekiah was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. A child indeed was born, the gift of Ahaz's son, upon whose shoulders rested the authority of the government of God, and who was the one who saw the hand of God deliver the people of Judah from the oppression of the Assyrian army. But God had more in mind than just the deliverance of the people of Judah from the Assyrian army when Isaiah uttered those words, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." This is how God acts. This is how God works all the time throughout the Scriptures. In unexpected ways, in wonderful ways, greater than we can ask or think of, a far better gift than we could have ever hoped for, through something as simple as the birth of a child. But not just any child. Not even the son of an earthly king. Not even Ahaz's son, Hezekiah. But the one who is, as the prophet declares, Wonderful Counselor. The one who is Mighty God. The one who is Everlasting Father. The one who is Prince of Peace. And this is the one who is spoken of earlier in Isaiah's prophecy in the 7th chapter, verse 14, the reading that Ben did for us when he lit the Advent candle today. This is the one called Emmanuel, who is God with us. This is Jesus, Son of David, but also Son of God. This is God in the flesh, born in a totally unexpected way, in a totally unexpected place. Not unexpected in Bethlehem, but unexpected in a barn. His only earthly throne was a cross, but as John Oswald has said, by taking into himself the sin and oppression, the horror and the tragedy of this world, he was able to give back to us righteousness and freedom and hope and fulfillment. And this is the peace. This is the shalom that Christ brings. The offer of a life of healing and wholeness, of grace and peace for each of us personally, and what will come to pass when Jesus returns and establishes the new heaven and the new earth, and the kingdom of God has come in its fullness. So I don't know. But I need to ask, this morning, this Christmas Eve morning, are you walking in darkness? Are you walking in the darkness of fear? Or the darkness of addiction? Are you walking in the darkness of sin and rebellion? Are you walking in a darkness of despair? Then turn to the one whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. Turn to Jesus and ask him to rule in your heart and ask him to rule in your life. For a child has been born for us. A gift has been given for us. He's the one who will take over running the world, and his names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there will be no limits to the wholeness that he brings. More than you can ask or think, that's what God offers you through life in his Son, Jesus. And so like that Christmas present that you only dreamed of one day getting, it's here for us today. Turn to Jesus. Believe in him. And receive the gift only the Prince of Peace can give. Please pray with me.